You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
Gene Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Guys, that's the kind of episode it was, huh?
Woo! All right, everyone, welcome After Buzzers, where we are about to recap your favorite show of all time, The Vampire Diaries.
TVD!
Oh, just when it gets good.
Phil chose the winner song for the evening. We wanted to be pumped up. Thank you, Phil. My name is Megan Medic, and I am joined here tonight with my lovely co-host, ladies.
Hello, everyone. It's Paige Sullivan.
Hi, I'm Roxy Stryer.
So tonight, we saw episode 16, While You Were Sleeping. And yeah, basically we found out a lot of things Elena saw while she was sleeping. Kicked off the episode with a bang. Elena's dancing on a table and Maddie Blue Eyes just yelled, "Take your shirt off." And I'm like,
yeah.
What?
And they're like ripping shots, and it was so weird. And we used it in the promo for the whatever it is, last week.
And I just couldn't even figure out where they are. I was like, this isn't happening at the grill. Like, this isn't the
I would have loved to see that happen at the grill.
Yeah. It looked like, I don't even know what it was. And I was like, huh, what, where are we? There's a lot of moments in tonight's episode where that thought process went like,
It was definitely confusing. It was a little hard to follow. But basically, Elena snaps out of it, and it's a dream. But before she wakes up, she's like, I can't believe you didn't know it wasn't me. Like, how couldn't you tell? Like, I would never take my shirt off at a party. I wouldn't rip tequila shots with my little brother. So she just kind of wakes up, and now you're starting to see that, okay, Elena's infected with a virus, and she's kind of hallucinating.
Right. I think she's subconsciously pissed that nobody realized for 3 weeks that she was Catherine Pierce. I would be pissed, too, to be honest.
Totally.
If my best friends, my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, all my brother, all didn't realize that I was not me, I would be like, do you know me at all?
Totally.
But in defense of everyone else, Catherine didn't play her super well. I mean, she tried to play Elena, and she went along with the games and pretending to be friends with Catherine and Caroline and Bonnie, and she saved Jeremy's life. Like, she did, you know, Elena-esque things. However, when Elena changed into a vampire originally, she did things that weren't very Elena. Like, she started dating Damon. Mm-hmm. She kind of really changed. And everybody saw her really go through this shift. Now, she just basically got her body back. Catherine's dead. She went through this traumatic experience. Maybe.
What about the fact that she didn't pass through Bonnie, though?
I don't know, because
come on, Bon Bon.
Somebody said said on Twitter that maybe because at the time Catherine died, she was a human. She no longer goes through Bonnie because she was technically dying as a human. But I still I think she's still technically like part of that world. But I don't.
No, she was dying as a doppelganger, though.
I know, but say Elena had never been turned and she died, she wouldn't have gone through Bonnie. I don't think.
I think she would have, because she was dying as a doppelganger.
That's
I don't know.
Up for debate.
That's up for them to tell us episodes.
Yeah, you guys tell us what you think. What I think, well, the way I'm associating Elena's crazy hallucinations is basically when you're turned into a vampire and you had been and you've been compelled and you start remembering things that they made you do when you were mm-hmm. compelled. That's kind of how you, we were seeing it, and you realize, crap, Elena was really pushed back into that body to a point where her subconscious can like start making her remember kind of what was happening, like her subconscious trying to make her aware of where's Aaron? How was I acting when right. I wasn't in here?
A little bit of that, but I think it's more because we don't see Damon go through that. It's more about the werewolf venom mm-hmm. because when people yeah. have werewolf venom and then they hallucinate.
Yeah, exactly.
We just saw it on the originals, if you guys watched that show with Rebecca, and we have seen it before on this show. When you have werewolf venom and you are a vampire, you can die and you slowly mm-hmm. start to hallucinate.
Well, if you're not an original and you don't have an antidote, you will die. Yeah. I mean, that is what will happen to you. But with
unless you have Klaus's blood.
Right, unless you have Klaus's blood, which we would have loved to see.
I kind of thought maybe. I kind of thought.
Yeah. I'm always hoping maybe. I love, always hoping. Love.
Clara.
So Elena is sealed into her dorm room from Liz, our new sneaky witch.
She's been such a sneaky, sneaky this whole time.
Is it Liv?
Liv. Did I say Liz?
I don't know. Wait, which one?
It's Liv.
It's Liv.
Liva.
Yeah, she's a sneaky mofo.
I didn't like her from the start, but I just thought she was cocky. Like, I just thought she was, like, above them because she found out she was a witch and she didn't know them. Now we know differently, but I've never liked her.
Totally.
Yeah, she also bizarrely looks different every single episode.
She never looks like the same person.
I know. I'm like, wait, who is that? I'm like, that's her?
Wait, first time was, like, frazzled. Second time was, like, a little cockier and, like, put together, and this time it was like darker lipstick and like, oh yeah, I'm a witch.
Yeah, but you don't know that I know.
Yeah.
Fire.
Anyways, Liv has sealed Elena in for her own safety, and we see that Caroline is looking for an antidote. She runs into our friend Enzo. And I want to dive into that a little more, but before we do, I'm going to toss it to my man Phil in the booth, and we're going to chat a little bit, chasing Maria.
Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy.
I host Extra.
I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep. I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy.
My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed on us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
All right, guys, if you haven't watched Chasing Maria yet, definitely catch it. She is so fabulous, and we love her here at AfterBuzz.
Yes, we do. They make all this possible.
Absolutely. If you like AfterBuzz, you have to like Maria. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Hand in hand.
So, anywho, going back to Caroline and Enzo, they meet up at creepy Dr. Westfield's
Maxfield. I call him Westfield. You said Westfield. Westfield. It was a good combination, though. I mean,
Westfield's a mall in Massachusetts somewhere.
Westfield's a mall in California.
It's a chain. It's a chain of
it's
malls.
It's all over the country.
Oh, gosh. Whatever.
Anyways, I'm just going to come out and say it. It seemed like Enzo was flirting.
Doesn't it always seem like Enzo's flirting?
I hear you like guys with accents. hey, guess what, Enzo? I like guys with accents.
Hey, Enzo, we all do, bud.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Another stab at the whole Klaus situation.
Total. It'll never end for her. So Enzo reveals to her that he has the antidote, but, you know, she needs to call Stefan, and they need to go with him to meet up with the Travelers. So you already know it's sketch, but we've been waiting for this for such a long time, ever since the Travelers took Elena and Stefan and wanted their blood and then just let them go. There's been this mystery of mm-hmm. what the heck do the Travelers want with the doppelganger blood?
I think there's still a mystery.
What do they want?
Yeah, totally. I definitely want to talk this out more because I don't really understand. Basically, what I'm getting is the travelers will not bring the antidote to Stefan. They need Stefan to come to them for a specific reason.
Yes.
That reason happens later on in the episode, but we find out that they want one doppelganger alive and one dead, which would lead me to assume that Elena is the only doppelganger of her kind left.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be the case now, because I don't know if it's a case of, they didn't explain it very well. Is it the fact that there has to be even amount of doppelgangers?
No.
Or just one of each? Because they took their blood before Catherine was dead.
No, it has to be the last doppelganger.
The last two.
Because there are never going to be any more doppelgangers.
So what they could do, though, couldn't they just keep Stefan and get the blood from this other guy?
They could kill Stefan.
Oh, they have to kill Stefan. I thought it just had to be from...
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I don't understand, because the Travelers were super into Silas and Amara, and now it's all about just doppelgangers. So, like, where does
Silas and Amara were the original doppelgangers.
Travelers. And Travelers. And they Travelers. Were Travelers.
But mm-hmm. now we've... Those were the first. Now we have the last. There's something to that.
I'm wondering if they were the first doppelgangers. Is it something that Travelers created? Like, is that something that or a curse? You know how, like, we've seen...
We know how the doppelgangers were created.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, does it have something to do with the Travelers, though? Like, does this affect the Travelers in some way?
I think that they're trying to create some kind of weird spell or potion with the doppelgangers, and they want to mix Elena and Stefan's blood, doppelganger blood, to create some kind of potion, but it won't work if there's more than one alive.
Right, but what are they trying to do?
So what it is, who knows, but it's got to be to kill vampires. That's what Travelers do.
But I don't understand that, really. I mean, I guess, but Travelers, I don't think, always were to kill vampires. They were just a form of witch, and so they're very specific. I don't know if you would even call them coven or what they are, but the doppelgangers stem from Traveler blood. And so I'm wondering if it has something to do with that. Like, are Stefan and Elena technically Travelers as well? Or no?
No, I don't think so. It's complicated. We obviously haven't gotten there yet, and we will. But at least now we know that in exchange for the antidotes, they want two doppelgangers alive and their blood.
Yeah, so...
And then there was that weird moment where we find out that... that Amara didn't need the blood, but they need the blood.
Yeah, well, Amara was a humongously powerful witch, and it's definitely, she can do things differently than the Travelers. Yeah, Amara was definitely powerful. But you guys, tweet us, comment, let us know what you think are your predictions for the blood. Because we're just as confused as probably you guys are.
I, like, don't even know what to say. Like, when we were watching, I was like, what? Why?
Like, is Sloane the next Traveler Queen?
Yes.
Oof, I hope so.
Her and what was the other guy's name, though, that she mentioned? Like, Marcos?
Yeah, Marcos. The one who died that was inside of Maddie Blue Eyes.
No, that wasn't Marcos. That was Gregor.
That was Gregor.
Mm-hmm. Gregor.
Oh, no. I'm going to get so much hate for that.
Gregor.
Oh, I hate when I make a mistake.
You know what?
I've made a couple mistakes, too.
It's late on a Thursday, people. Our brains are fried.
And you all saw the last scene. I'm not going to bring it up.
And Rachi's
but you
consumed.
Know why we're
I don't care about anybody or anything but that. So
we know.
You know.
So this is a good transition into
that situation.
Elena and Damon. So while Stefan and Caroline and Enzo are off dealing with the doppelgangers, we see Elena get a hold of Damon on the phone.
Yay.
And, like, what's that song? Like, Talk Dirty to Me.
Yeah, Jason Derulo.
Talk Dirty to Me.
Sometimes I'm so on with my beat, and then sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, you were very far off, but that's why you have us to decipher.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, we know what you were saying.
Yeah, Talk Dirty to Me. And basically, Elena is like, I've missed you. I'll fight for you. I'll continue to fight for you. And Damon says, whenever this is over and I can get to you, I'm going to give you the most mind-blowing night of your life.
I believe him.
I wonder, you know he's saying
and he
that?
Did. Yeah. And he did.
He did, spoiler but alert. Mind-blowing in so many ways. Like, mind-blowing with all this information that you're going to hate, and mind-blowing, we're going to break the bed. Like, it's like two, like, when he says that, it has dual meaning.
It definitely does, but all I could think about was like, like that.
It's like the lights shine down on Roxy.
Oh, he's everything.
It was her day, her moment.
So basically they're on the phone and, you know, they're getting all this stuff. And we think Damon is about to confess to killing Aaron.
If you know Damon, you don't really think that. Like,
it's making it worse for you, bud.
Right.
Like, holding on to it is just going to make it worse for you.
It looks bad. It looks bad when you just don't say it.
No, I get why he wanted to tell her in person. You know, the first time he saw her, he said it. It was a day.
But you have to make sure when you do something like that, like, you know, like, if somebody cheats, they're like, I want to tell them, but I just can't tell them over the phone or whatever. You just have to make
sure. Sorry, you started that sentence with, when I, and then you said, if somebody.
No, I didn't cheat on anybody, guys. I'm just saying.
When I, well, if somebody, my best friend.
You know, my friend wants to know.
No, I'm just saying, if you have something to tell them and you don't want to tell them in person, you cannot wait because somebody else might tell
them. We'll tell them, totally.
If you leave that time where she's alone with Bonnie and other people and you're over here with her brother, somebody has every opportunity to tell her if they really want to. And Jeremy, of all people, I feel like he'd be like, you want to know what happened? Yeah. Damon tried to kill me. Damon killed Aaron.
Jeremy did threaten Damon to tell. He said, you know, you stay put and take this little bit of Stefan's blood that we give you, or we'll tell Elena. You know, Maddie Blue Eyes and Jeremy held it right over his head. No problem. And I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're clearly the less powerful of the two, as we see later.
Maddie bites them in the ass. Why does he even put himself through what he does anymore? Well, like, why even show up?
Well, it always turns out okay. Except when he, like, loses his family and shit.
Yeah, I mean, and he misses a shift at the grill, you know. Yeah. Stuff happens.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're starting to see that this. All right.
I know Phil's going to yell at me because they're going to have to mark it as explicit. I know it's coming. I know.
Oh. Go wash up, dirty bird.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Now we can move on from Roxy's indiscretions.
This show makes me move.
Yeah, we're all moved for sure. But we start
tingly in weird places.
Only you, Roxy. Only you.
Anyways, Elena, we start seeing what Catherine injected her with is literally making her crazy. Stefan teases her with some of his fresh blood, and Roxy did an impersonation earlier. I'm going to let her feel free.
No, I can't.
It was something along the lines of...
She does a little gremlin thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you look so cute.
This is why we love Nina, though. Nina goes from Catherine to...
God, I love
her. Dying Catherine to Catherine in power to Elena suffering.
Her career is going to be insane. She is seriously one of the most talented actresses on television.
Agreed. You know when they say that, like, you get typecast? Like, she can't be typecast because she has played everything on this show. Like, every possible emotion I've seen out of her.
Yeah. She's amazing. So fabulous.
She plays crazy good. Like, she looked crazy.
She did look crazy. I was super convinced. And she immediately was saying, I hate Catherine, but I hate myself for trying to forgive her. And she just immediately starts spiraling out of control.
Yeah. Oof. Yes, that did happen.
Rough life for that Elena. That Elena Gilbert.
So we finally...
I don't feel that bad for her. She has two... incredibly sexy men pining over her always.
Is that all that matters in life, Roxy?
I'm pretty positive if she wanted Tyler, she could have him too.
She could have them all.
Matt, Tyler.
All the boys, except for her brother, because they're not even super related. Even Elijah. They're like cousins.
Yeah.
Enzo. Day,
everybody. Elijah
other than Klaus.
Probably my number one.
Really? People say that.
No, in like the weirdest way, but I love Klaus. Elijah.
Klaus and Damon. Ian. Klaus and Damon.
Darn you, CW, for dangling all these hot pieces of me in front of our face. We can't even choose.
Honestly, if they had a poll, I think it would be extremely hard for like all CW fans to pick who they love the most between all of their shows because they're all so good looking.
That's very true. Okay. But anyways, so we see Stefan... and Elena kind of interact right before she finds the diary. And she asks Stefan straight up, you know, did something happen between us? And he told the story.
It was kind of
weird.
But
it was a little bit different than what I recalled seeing. He said, yes, we kissed and I pulled away because I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah, you didn't know it wasn't her then. It wasn't until... Help K that you knew.
But he felt weird about it. And I think he, like we said when we watched it, like I'm sure he felt it was different. Like,
yeah, but he
should
have said,
different.
I pulled away because it felt wrong. Not because I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah, that is what he said.
Not exactly.
That's what he should have said.
Yeah.
Unless he's just being like, because I knew it wasn't truly who you are. Like, you were doing things out of character. Like, I think he's trying to just play that line of, like, I knew in some form it was not you.
Yeah, full guy Stefan. Good guy Stefan. Gotta love him. But now he runs off to meet Caroline, obviously. And now she finds the diary, which I really feel like this is like the nail in the coffin. She's so pissed at Catherine. And now Catherine is writing in her diary, and Elena has to see her say, "This is the best day of my life. I love being Elena Gilbert. I kissed Stefan." And then she goes into another werewolf hallucination.
I thought this was one of the weirdest scenes I have ever seen in the Vampire Diaries.
It's strange because sometimes when we see hallucinations, they hallucinate things that actually happened to them, things they've seen previously.
And or then, somebody else is trying to tell them something.
Yeah, or somebody can like make you see something or make you act a certain way. But she, you know, she was just like making things up in her own head. Like, I think she took a fact. Like, a fact is that Catherine kissed Stefan when she's pretending to be Elena. She took that fact and ran with her worst nightmares about it. Like, went crazy with it.
Yeah, but usually the hallucinations, they try to tell us something. What was this trying to tell us? That there are two guys fighting over one girl? Hello, that's the tagline of the show. Like,
yeah, exactly. I don't really know. I feel like it was more just to mess with her and make her question everything. Like, she had no idea if Damon and Stefan were fighting over her again, or like if there was any bad blood there, or about Aaron.
But also subconsciously, I feel like she has never fully 100% chosen one over the other. I know you guys are big Delana fans. Well, hashtag where's Jesse? But I just feel like there's still something in Elena that likes Stefan. So sure, this hallucination could make sense.
After this episode, I feel like when Stefan says, you know, when she's like, did we kiss? And he says yes, and she's so upset with Catherine, and then she has this hallucination, and she pushes him off and says, "This isn't me. How do you not know it's me?" I just feel like that's really her showing, like, if it were me, I wouldn't be kissing you. Like, yeah. I would not be doing that.
I wouldn't
that.
Lead you on, is what she says.
Because I have really felt at times that she does have love for both of them, and she does care both ways, and especially when Stefan didn't have his memory, and she was kind of, like, playing with him a bit. But I truly think in her like deepest heart it's Damon right now, and that she's completely off the Stefan path.
You have something to say, Roxy?
Calling me. I have a new prediction.
Do it.
And I know I'm supposed to wait for predictions to do that, but I think I'll forget it. I think what's gonna happen is that we're gonna kill whoever the doppelganger of Stefan is.
Oh, poor guy.
And then they're going to try to do the spell, and they're going to realize it still doesn't work, which is when we're going to find out that Elena has another doppelganger out there.
Ooh, and what, Stefan can be with her?
Yeah. I'm dropping the Catherine stuff.
I think you have to. I mean, Catherine was sucked into the sky. I mean, there's nowhere to go with that story.
Everybody's telling me I owe you guys money.
I know. I want it.
Pay up. I got it.
I mean, technically.
Drinks on me tomorrow.
Is the bet over, or do we have to wait till the end of the show?
Wait, what was that sound?
That was money.
Oh.
It sounds like crackle, crackle.
That's what Roxy owes me.
I'm getting paper. Well, no, but honestly, that's what I think, because I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. I really think that it's too late for Stefan to end up with Elena.
I agree. I think there's just been too much between them, and this would be the opportunity if anything was going to happen. They kissed, they connected. That shows that Stefan is still somewhat interested. I think
they,
that would be,
as in Stefan and Catherine.
Right, but he thought it was Elena.
That's not why I think so. I think more so, like, all Damon can't get much worse than this. He can't do much worse. And so if she doesn't love him, now's the time.
Yeah, I feel like a good chunk of time has passed since Elena and Stefan have been together. But, you know, us true Stelena fans are still going to hold on to some hope. So I stand by my statement.
I see where you're coming from. I've never been, like, one team or the other. Like, I've gone back and forth, but I've been Team Delana for so long now because I really just feel like there is no going back. There's nowhere to go from here. And like I said again, and finally people are coming around, I think the Stefan Caroline thing is headed in a direction.
I don't. Okay, unfortunately, I believe you're right. I'm seeing the Stefan.
She admits.
I'm seeing the Stefan.
You have to sing it, so that's
I
true.
Admit.
No, she's not
I'm
singing.
I'm seeing the Stefan Caroline connection. However,
there's strong foreshadowing in what they say to one another.
Yes, absolutely. But anybody who's ever heard me talk on this show knows that even above Elena and Damon, I'm a Caroline. like through and through. I think it is endgame. I know it's going to happen. There are people like me out there. Oh my God.
I'll stand with you on that.
It sounds like she's like part of a club. There are people like me in this world.
I'm not the only one who's like
that. It's a religion, okay?
I'm with you. I like that.
I see Claireline endgame. I see Stefan and Caroline right now as something as.
But if they hook up, then they're going to stay together.
I don't agree with that.
That or I don't think that they could be friends after.
I don't know, because they are like, if you said anybody was friends outside of these girls. Like, they have a really good friendship most of the time. They have, like, a girl friendship. You know, they hate each other. They love each other. But, like, the truest friendship that I have seen on this show really is between Stefan and Caroline.
And 100%. And Elena and Matt, but Stefan and Caroline,
even more
too.
So, Elena barely talks to Matt. Matt's more just doing things to save Elena.
Only because Matt can be manipulated and compelled. So, he sometimes can't help it but do wrong. You know, but we're... Caroline and Stefan, it's like a real solid rock situation.
Like, Caroline and Stefan confide in one another, whereas, you know, Elena doesn't really go to Matt. Like, if anything, it's Jeremy and Matt who are really, really close. But I just see their friendship. It keeps growing stronger and stronger, and there's so many subtle hints towards the fact that they're going
to
be something.
There really are. There really are. Especially tonight when he said to her, I would do it for you, too. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I see what you're saying. But I don't see Stefan not ending up with a version of his doppelganger.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, because that's fate.
That's the rule of doppelgangerism.
Right.
But maybe it's just like a happy, like, mid-relationship. You know, like, people go through those relationships that they know aren't going to be forever, but they're good for right now, and we make each other happy in the moment, and this is healthy for us right now.
God, we're too old for that. We're getting too old for that, guys.
We're getting too old, but guess what? These vampires live for freaking ever.
That's true.
They have plenty of time for that. They can find their soulmate in the next 1,000 years.
I just want to be one. What?
What?
Yeah. No, seriously, though. Like, they look great.
I just want to be under Ian Somerhalder. Yeah. Did I just say that? Yeah. What?
Yes, you did.
That's no joke.
All day, every day.
Well, we met...
Was I laughing?
...a new person today. Randomly, Luke. This guy Luke walks in.
Who, like, he walked in like we should know him, and I was like, wait, am I really, like, missing something here?
And then he was like, he's like, remember at the Bitters Ball? And I'm sitting here racking my brain like... Did we really meet this guy at the Bitters Ball?
So,
like,
I'm assuming we didn't now that we know who he is. Because I think he knew what state she was in, and so he was playing that game with her.
Yeah, but why was he bleeding from the neck?
He could have... I mean, they're witchy. I mean, they could have done something weird.
Well, so basically, Elena wants to turn him to eat him first and foremost. Then, before she does it, she realizes he has vampire marks. Then she realizes, oh my God, he thinks I'm... Me as Catherine, and
Catherine's
feeding off of him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Catherine was really feeding off of him. I think she might have, because he said to her, he was like, oh my gosh, what happened? Did you hook up with Stefan while I was away? So he knew about their, like, their thing. I wouldn't put it past Catherine to compel someone and tell them all her secrets.
But he can't be compelled, is what we learned.
Right, but I just don't understand. What was he going to do if Elena killed him?
I think... There was a master plan between him and his sister. I think he is also very powerful. I mean, we haven't really seen, like, a warlock or not. Ooh, but maybe, I mean, they're brother and sister. Woman. So I feel like he must have some sort of power, and there's, like, end game.
You think
there.
Warlock?
Warlock. Is that what it would be? Like a warlock?
A witch or a warlock?
Or do we just call it a witch?
We can call it whatever we want, I guess.
But I think he might have some power, and they are obviously have, him and his sister have an end goal.
Yeah.
And it has to do with these people.
Who was Luke's boyfriend that he was talking about?
No idea.
He didn't say his name. He just said he thought I was cheating
on him.
Paranoid. Okay. Broke up with me.
They were on spring break. He is now back.
I just think it was all a lie, though. I think everything he said to Elena was a lie, and it was a ploy to do something, because when he does meet back up with his sister, he says, well, she compelled me. Like, I had to pretend to go, because then she'd know. So they're like trying to keep whatever they are under wraps. But if he can't be compelled, he clearly has... Oh, he could be taking Vervain. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking he could be taking Vervain, but I just... It's a weird dynamic between what's going on with Liv and Luke, and I don't trust you. I don't trust you one bit.
I don't think we should trust them.
Well, Liv gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad, because she's not great.
So... Elena is, like, burning her diary, like, oh, God.
It's like her and Stefan, though, like, they do the same things, but, like, when they're in pain. Like, Stefan, remember when he was getting his memory back? He just, like, burned all his diaries.
That hurts me so much, because I feel like the show, like season one, was built off of those old Gilbert diaries and the books. And
I know.
Vampires like, are gone. They found,
like, that was like the history.
The show was called The Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Well, just clicked?
Nailed it.
You nailed it. Yeah, I nailed it. Sometimes things click, yeah.
The hammer and the nail.
Oh. Anyways, I knew.
She knew.
That, like, just pains me. Like, come on. Just not that. Not
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully she didn't get them all. Maybe she didn't get them all.
Gotta catch them all.
But she is so desperate to get out of there at this point. And you know what? So is Damon. Damon grabs Matt and says, I would never hurt your sister. Let me out. So Elena gets out by
but
just...
But it's weird because when he thought that Catherine was Elena, he definitely hurt her. Do you guys not remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know
when he was this vampire-sucking vampire last week.
Oh, when he attacked her.
Oh.
Yeah, that was when he thought she broke his heart. So, I mean, he would never hurt Elena if he was in the right state of mind.
But if he was a vampire-sucking vampire, he would.
Yeah.
But whatever, I don't care. He didn't, so.
Yeah, he didn't.
And now they can't really suck on each other.
Yeah. So
that way.
They're both free, and... and basically first
love me
all day.
I do.
So cute.
Elena thinks that he's Aaron, and then all of a sudden he turns into Damon because she thinks that she killed Aaron, and now we finally get Damon.
We've already got the Aaron bloody
story, almost into his eyes, confessing.
That was horrifying, though, the first part when we do see Aaron with the blood on his neck and she's freaking out, and that's why she had to get out of that room. But Damon, like, on the verge of tears was the best. That, even more than the sex scene, I was like, oh, my God. This is, like, the perfect.
His explanation was perfect. He was like, this is who I was when I thought I didn't have you. I mean.
Well, he's like, I was trying to prove that I was the bad person you thought I was.
Right.
Like, I was trying to say this is why I can't.
It's kind of messed up, though, I will say. Like, if this was real life, and Elena was one of my best friends, I was like, I'd tell you, you have a dependency issue. You are addicted,
and
you need to quit.
And this is a destructive.
Right.
A destructive.
And they are well aware. They are well aware that this is very destructive.
Yeah, but I just love them together so much, and I think that they're going to get through this.
Well, it's just, you know, it's typical Damon, and he's so attractive, and so, I do love Damon so much. But it's, like, typical Damon, like, you know, he just has to apologize and apologize and apologize, and... You know, ultimately it works? But thank God, I absolutely loved when he was like, "I need you to say something," and she goes, "Why is Enzo here?"
Yeah.
Like, how funny is that?
I have to say though, the one thing that I think is interesting is that she, you know, when they do finally talk at the end, but even in this moment, you know, she says, "I'm constantly making excuses for you and bending my morals, and I'm doing all of these things for you."
I love you.
Because she loves him. But at the same time, this show is literally revolving around the fact that Damon and Stefan have to constantly save Elena and help Elena. And it's like they are both something to one another. Like, she is his reason to live because she needs him to survive almost. And he needs her to have a purpose.
To be a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so while they're both, he's worse for her than I think she is for him. But she has her, you know,
I don't
bad
think that.
Too.
I don't think he's worse for her. I think it's about equal.
But what does he do? Does he give her a purpose, you think? Like, to fix him or, like?
Yeah, I think that as a vampire, not as Elena as a human, but as a vampire, I don't think she'd be okay with who she is if she didn't have him.
Because she needs somebody who understands the bad side.
But there we go back to them being a destructive relationship. He enables her to, you know, let down her morals and be different and encourages her that it's okay to be... like, bad every now and then.
But he's
that
not
right
saying
now,
that.
A vampire.
He's saying, don't be
Elena
with me.
Elena felt so insecure and was so upset about being a vampire, like, literally on the verge of breaking until Damon came in and was like, let me show you the ropes. You're
cool
this way.
Yeah, because Stefan said, listen, we're going to have you feed only off animals. And Damon said, that's not realistic.
But that's what human Elena would have wanted.
Yeah, but human Elena is no longer who she is. She's vampire Elena.
And human Elena didn't know. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, Caroline fed off humans. Caroline did bad things. But she got to a point... where she could be Caroline again.
Via Stefan.
Stefan worked for Caroline, but not for Elena.
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah.
We're figuring it all out.
Oh, my
Vampire
God.
Diaries.
Diaries.
Written in the diary. Well, Enzo comes. They, are immediately cured. The travelers did actually give them the remedy.
The funny thing is, Enzo left with the antidotes to give to them before Stefan even, like, sat down to have his brain fried. Like, they let Enzo go first. Like, what if it didn't work?
Well, we don't know what the actual timing of this all was.
No, but when he sat in the chair, we saw Enzo leave. And he
said,
but
we don't know how long it took. And I don't know. They could have called his cell, his telly.
Yeah, they're all really good at picking up their phones. They're really good at it. Everyone has everyone's number. It's crazy.
Like, everybody has Enzo's number, but nobody knew him
until,
like, a week ago. You know,
I always thought was weird is how, like, Klaus was the biggest mystery, the hardest thing to find. And then, all of a sudden, now everyone is just, like, calling him on his cell phone. Like,
was totally weird.
Okay, anyways.
Vampire Diaries. What are they repping? Samsung? What is that product placement they always do?
Yes, I think it's Samsung.
Yeah.
It's the big one.
Galaxy.
The big phone.
Yeah, it's like a galaxy. Can we talk about the doppelganger that we saw come out of Stefan's head? He was the
EMT.
EMT.
Yeah.
Paramedic. I don't care.
Saving
lives. Holy crap, sign me up.
Yep. I'm thinking that they're going to feel really guilty about having to kill somebody who saves lives.
I don't think they're going to kill him. I don't think they would introduce a new doppelganger just to kill him off right away. I think there has to be a story there. There has to be more to who this guy is.
Well, he's obviously a really good guy, and the fact that Caroline and Enzo are going together to find this guy. I think Enzo is the kind of person that's like, snap your neck, see you later, and Caroline's going to have some problems with it.
What are the chances he's not a vampire?
He's not a vampire.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's a vampire. Because technically, isn't a vampire dead?
No.
I mean, would that count? Like, if we turned him into a vampire, would that count?
No, because then Stefan would be dead, and then him being alive would technically
work. That's true. I don't know. I would feel bad if we literally found a doppelganger just to kill him. And I also just feel like that's a waste of time. Don't introduce me a new character if you're just going to off him right away.
Also, just, like, don't make these actors play more characters than they need to for longer than they need to.
Right.
I mean...
Well, we know we won't lose Stefan, so if we have to lose one, it's going to be this guy, but I just don't think it'll happen right away.
Maybe this guy will date Caroline.
I'm down for another doppelganger Stefan. You know,
I'm down for a different one, yeah.
I liked it the first time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll like it the second time.
I'm not saying that I won't, because I think I probably will, but I just have to say, because Jesse Janity isn't here and he needs to, Jesse is, like, so over the doppelgangers.
He is. Jesse is over the doppelgangers, and I think I'm with Jesse. I like seeing it, and I think he's going to stick around for a bit, but I want to just get back to the two doppelgangers. Like, I just want to get rid of everybody else. And, like, focus on something that revolves around the main storyline, which I don't really know what that is anymore. But I don't really need another doppelganger in my life. I thought we were done with them.
Well, this guy is, we're obviously going to meet him. I mean, he's too hot for the CW not to throw him in our face.
And I want to know what he's like. Like, what's his personality?
He's obviously a caring, loving guy.
Look at her. She's like giving him all these.
I have a crush on this guy already.
He's gentle.
The reason I think he is a vampire is because of what he does. I bet he uses his vampy blood.
That would actually work, but do you think that's kind of like a, you know how they say it's fate for the doppelgangers to come together? Would that be like fate playing out? Like all the other doppelgangers have been basically vampires or mythically involved. It would only make sense if he was somehow brought into
linked
that.
Into that.
Yes.
If he wasn't, why would they need him dead so bad? Why do the travelers
need need him dead anyways?
We don't know what they're trying to accomplish, so.
I don't know.
Maybe you guys know.
But it was so cute, like, when Stefan woke up and he was like, Rebecca?
I knew it the second I
Yeah, you did.
I know. No.
Yeah. I was like, no.
If they fried his brain again, we would have been pissed.
Yeah. I would have been pretty upset.
I would have been so pissed.
I'd be like, what the what?
Well.
That's really when you see the connection, though, between the two of them. They're joking.
You're, like, into it.
I'm into it for now. I've said it before.
I'm into Caroline for Stefan, but I'm not into Stefan for Caroline. Caroline.
Okay.
Okay. Anywho.
Just love me for who I am.
We're going to meet this guy, but going towards the end of the episode before the grand finale, so to speak, we see this interaction between Liv and Luke. We find out Liv can do
everything.
A crap ton of magic.
Conniving.
Luke is her brother.
Okay, so I think everything from the second they met Liv, when she was doing that thing in class with the pencil, that was planned. Everything she did was 100% planned for Bonnie and them to know, because they know Bonnie's the anchor and they clearly don't like that. And they said her friends are in jeopardy, and she's not going to like that either.
Yeah, it was absolutely planned. I have no idea what the plan is, but...
Yeah, they are definitely up to something.
They're not our team.
She was like, it's kind of cute. I'm letting the anchor teach me magic.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is, you know, when the Traveler story kind of plays out, this is the next problem. Like, they're the other problem.
Did we ever find out how Elena's dad was in a picture with Megan?
No. Oh, well, yeah. He was part of this.
Because he saved Megan when she was little. She was sick and he like had her, and he was her doctor.
No, but at that age. Oh, I guess that's
she like went back to visit.
You're right.
Him.
I was gonna say maybe that these kids, but no, you're totally right. Moving on.
But I thought it was gonna be bigger than that, just to let you know.
I did too.
I thought that he was like gonna come back or wasn't really dead or something. I thought that was gonna be bigger than what
right.
it was.
Yeah. But I wonder what these kids are and how they know so much, who they're related
they?
To.
Yeah, who how are they been spying? Who told them what?
Are they working with Maxfield?
They're working. I don't think they're working with Maxfield, but I think they have like a coven of their own that has an ultimate plan or goal that they're.
Is he? Yeah.
Do you think that they are traditional? A traditional type of witch? Because you know, Bonnie, like her and her grandma, they take everything from the earth and they're natural and they're an organic kind of witch. But I don't. If you guys watch the originals, you know, you see tons of witches that come from all kinds of backgrounds. Come into play. Would you guys think that they
could be voodoo?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're voodoo. I think they might be a different kind of witch
I
than Bonnie.
Too.
But I also...
Evil.
Yeah, definitely evil. But I just wonder if it's one of those things where they have something they need. You know, like we always find that there's always something that we all need right now.
Obviously, otherwise, why would they be messing with us?
But I don't know if it's something against vampires or against Bonnie herself. Like, do they want control of the other side? Are they the people who sucked Catherine into the air? Like... Who actually controls
air suckers.
All this.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that they're nice witches.
The air suckers.
They, yeah.
We don't even know if they are witches. We know she is.
She is.
Or at least she can make a fire.
And he's something because he's got the eyes.
Yeah, he's cute. And
not the eyes,
I like
but I mean
him.
He can't be compelled.
The look.
Yeah, he can't be compelled. You're absolutely right. We are going to touch on the grand finale.
I mean, what is there to say?
Elena, let's give it the 2 second and then the big thing. I'm bad for you. I know it. I still love you. We're destructive. We have to end, break
we
up.
Just
we
just did.
We already did.
We're
pause,
over.
Pause. Boom.
Why doesn't this happen in my life? I would fight with somebody for this moment. I would love to break up with some. Well, first I'd have to be dating somebody, but I would like to date somebody and break up with them just to have the makeup sex. Hot damn.
Yeah.
That was so good. It was just like tearing shirts, like the rage. Like it was like they were taking out their frustration on one another, but also like so in love with one another.
It was insane. Nope. It was insane.
Can't deal. Can't deal.
We watched it twice. It was like,
what's that song about? Like fire.
It was so
sexy,
interesting, and
sexy
we'll
fire.
Probably watch it later.
Oh, I made us rewind it.
Yeah,
a couple of times.
She's gonna go back in the room and watch it again.
Softcore, baby.
It was cool. It was
you
cool.
kept saying it was cool. That's like
that's
not
like,
the
okay.
right adjective.
And she kept saying, cool. I was like, that was hot. Like
maybe I'm a loser, you guys. Like
that
whatever.
This is so cool.
I'm like the 14-year-old who's like cool.
And I'm sitting there like, ooh.
That's just
Roxy's saying
okay.
things that we won't repeat.
Are there people in this room? Yeah. Oh.
Very different, you and I, but so cool. so similar. Let's go into some predictions for
Woo.
Next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
prediction.
I don't like this word mistake. It was a mistake. I try not to use that word in my life very often.
You only do things you truly want.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's like you messed up an email.
Unless
work.
You black out.
And then you don't even know.
Or you're Catherine.
Miss yeah. Roxy, you want to go first?
So I don't. They're saying that they made a mistake. I think that they're going to end up back together. We see Liv fighting Elena somehow, so I'm guessing we're going to find out more about her and what her intentions are. And then Damon and Tyler are having a little heart to heart at the bar.
Oh well.
Oh, yeah, hashtag
where's
Tyler?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Hashtag where's Tyler's being answered. Yeah.
I think we're also going to find out about the witches or witch Liv and what their end goal is. I also think we're going to save Stefan number two. I think we're going to learn more about him.
Stefan number two.
Him. We're going to find out about him.
I like him.
You like him. You love him.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're
them
still
all of him.
He looks so cool. All right, I'll work on it. My predictions are the same as you guys. You know, I think that Elena and Damon are going to try to keep apart from each other.
But they're just
going to
keep having sex.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that I whatever happened tonight was an addictive behavior. Like,
it feels so good, even though it's so wrong.
You don't have sex like that and then stop having sex. Like, no, I don't care who you are.
Oh God, were
especially
we there?
If you're not a, if you're a vampire. No way. Your emotions are like way higher than all of ours.
It's more like your touch, like your whatever.
Oh, okay. We're talking about touches. Oh, we're gonna go, guys.
All right, guys. That is all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us here on your after show for Vampire Diaries, ladies. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Paige Sell on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at Roxy Stryer.
And you can find me at The Bow Wow Gal on Twitter or just at Megan Medic on Instagram. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.